Chaim HaKadosh, Parshas Kedoshim, Tavshin Ayin Zayin. Let's skip over the first piece by Yedaber Hashem al Moshe Lemur, Daber al Kol Adas B'nai Yisrael. Speak to Kol Adas B'nai Yisrael. The very first piece, the Archaim has a little bit of an arichus trying to figure out what made this communication different than the other communications of Moshe Rabbeinu to B'nai Yisrael. Rashi makes a point here to say that when it says Kol Adas B'nai Yisrael, Malamit Shenemra Parsha Zuba Hakel, this was said to everyone, men, women, and children. Why was the Torah usually not taught to men, women, and children? Was the Torah not usually taught to everyone? This parsha, which is very important, as Rashi says, Rov Gufei Torah Tluyinba, so much of Torah is dependent upon it. But why dafki here does he emphasize that it was said to everyone? Wasn't Torah always taught to everyone? So Rashi works out the way in which this parsha was transmitted, maybe a little bit differently than the Gemara says in Erevin, on Daf Nun Dalid, how Moshe would teach to Aaron, and then to Aaron Uvanov. And by the time Moshe had taught the elders, there was a hierarchy of who would hear the Torah, first and second and third. And apparently there was something different about the way Torah was taught to everyone in this particular case. He spent some time working through it. He quotes the opinion of the Mizrahi, Rav Eliyahu Mizrahi. Okay, but let's go to the second piece. The first Dibra Masel, Kedoshim Tiyu. Okay? Kedoshim Tiyu. Tzarech ledas mahu amechuvan shel mitzvah zo. It's not a nice thing to say what I'm about to say, but more than we're interested in how this parsha was transmitted, we're more interested, we know that this parsha is a big deal, that it was Nama Bahakya. Exactly how it was transmitted, the Archaim works out for us. But we're more curious why. What is this mitzvah? What is Kedoshim Tiyu? You are holy, you should be holy. Right? Be holy, become holy. It's a process that one's working towards. And the answer is all of the above. He says, what's the nature of this mitzvah? V'nira shabah kosov lasis asei al ha'arayos. We were learning yesterday at the end of Perek Yud Ches how the Torah speaks at great length about the danger and the struggle of arayos. So now, the Torah says, I'm going to give you a positive mitzvah to balance out all of the los ases that are spoken about in Achrei Mos and Perek Yud Ches about arayos. If we were to stop here and just think about what the Rechai HaKadosh just told us and what the Torah is telling us, we already see a very chashuv thing. Arayos and Prishas Arayos, a person has to think of it not only in terms of defense, you have to think of it in terms of offense. What does that mean? Offense doesn't mean that a person should satisfy this urge in a tahor way, which is obviously true. That's one way that hopefully a person can manage their taiva for arayos, to be with one's spouse in the proper way. And he talks about that, what that means to be with one's spouse in the proper way. But more than that, to think of a life of avoiding arayos as kedoshim tiyu. Not just to feel like there's this yetzahara that's chasing me and I'm constantly on the run, which is also true. But to realize that, no, the choices I make are not just, well, thank God I didn't give in to that Yetzirah. I played defense today. I played good defense today. When you reject that Yetzirah, that's offense. That's Kedoshim to you. I pointed out to you once in the past, from the Sefer Yesod Tzadik, where it says that if you look in Gan Eden, really everything that Adam and Chava needed to do was what? Was Sor Meira. Don't eat that tree. Stay away from that tree. And to think that a world could be built on stay away from that tree is very hard to imagine. So the Sefer Yesod Tzadik explains that no, really stay away from that tree is an unbelievably positive thing. It's not just, Hashem says you can't have this. And that's why, if you read carefully in Chumash, as the Meshech Chachma points out, and as Chazal point out already in the Midrashim, the same context that Hashem says stay away from that tree, first Hashem says what? From all of the garden you should enjoy and you should eat. There is a positive mitzvah to enjoy the world. Right? It's not just about playing defense. A Jew has to realize that avoiding arayos is an opportunity to be not just, well, you know, I'm not dirty. I didn't do that avera. No, I'm filled with a spiritual light. I'm filled with kedusha. And I think that's what he's saying here. And I'll say it more explicitly, but I just want to pause for a second and realize the Torah doesn't want you to look at Arayos as one big parsha of don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, don't do that. The Torah says every time you reject that Yetzirah for Arayos, right, you're doing something positive. You're choosing a life of Kedusha. That's a very different mindset and a very different mahalach in how to look at Arayos. So again, V'nira Sheba'a Kosov L'seis Asei Al Arayos. The Torah is now presenting to us a mitzvah Asei in conjunction with the Los Asseis that we saw in Achrebos of Arayos. Shetziva Aleim B'parsha Kodemes B'lav. Then until now we've only heard about the don't do's. Hosef Asei Aleim La'avor Aleim Gamba Asei. Now he says it a little bit negatively. He says that when a person gives into Arayos, not only did you violate the Los Asseis, but you also violated the Asei. Okay. So that just makes it heavier. But I want to try to make it more positive. And realize that again, avoiding Arayos is the opportunity not just to run from Arayos, but to run to Kedusha. Od Yirtzal Derech Omrim Zal, furthermore we can explain, and this is maybe close to what we were just suggesting, Kedushin Daf Lamites, Yashav Adam Velo Avar Aveira. If a person sits and he doesn't do an Aveira, Nostin Lo Schar Kosa Mitzvah. When a person chooses not to do an Aveira, he gets reward as if he actively did something. For who maimer akasov kedoshim tiyu b'mitzvah saseh. B'va aver liyadosh yisrachek me'asosa. And that's more like we were trying to say. That kedoshim tiyu says that when you avoid arayos, you're going to be rewarded as if you did some unbelievable thing of kedusha. What do you mean? I only avoided something really lowly. I avoided negativity. No, kedoshim tiyu. You should realize that what you did is ke'ilu, you did a positive mitzvah. Uvezakiyah mitzvah saseh, shenitztavu v'maymer, kedoshim tiyu. And what was the mitzvah saseh that you did, so to speak? Hashem said, I'll make a mitzvah out of it. Kedoshim tiyu. V'hotzi zichron mitzvah zu b'lashon zeh shel kedoshim. And the reason that this mitzvah is called kedoshim tiyu, lomar shekola makayim mitzvah zo nikra kadosh. Because anyone who's makayim this mitzvah is called kadosh. Like he told us yesterday, there's no area that's going to define a person more than this. It's the hardest area to be in control of. It's the ultimate avoda and the ultimate challenge of a human being, to be nizhar in this inyan. And therefore, if you choose this about such a person, we say kadosh. Now let's just think for a second, since we learned Maseches Kedushin this year, what is Kedushin? What's happening when a husband says to his wife under the chuppah, Harei HaMekudesh Asli? Right? He's asering her. He's making her forbidden. He's separating her and designating her. Akuli alma kahekta. She now becomes off limits. So I think that also it fits beautifully with what we're saying here. When you run away from the Yitzhara, when you're separating from the Yitzhara, right? When you're a kadosh, when you're a nivdal, when you're set aside, when you know how to be poresh, but then we have kedusha in the way that we think of the word kedusha, which means you become holy. So here again, the person who's choosing to avoid, she is serachik, is his lashon, she is serachik me'asosa. The one who avoids it, he's kadosh. Not only in the sense that he's boxed himself into the corner, he's set himself apart, but kadosh the way that we think of kadosh, holy, halig, right, elevated. And that's kadosh, this is kadosh. That's why kadoshim to you is said about this mitzvah, because this mitzvah makes a person truly kadosh. V'hu ma'amar amzal. Yam Kin and Chazal seem to say this as well. Uletamza dikte glomer al kol adas b'nei Yisrael. And as if we hadn't got enough chizuk yet, and we weren't able to read the whole piece inside yesterday where he makes this point, but he says, when was this said? Let's focus on not kedoshim tiyu being everything in the parsha, just this Indian of Arayos. It was said to who? Al kol adas b'nei Yisrael. So, for the Jew who wakes up one morning and says about himself, I'm never gonna conquer this. It's not for me. It's for tzaddikim. It's for bnei aliyah, anshe maisa. It's not for me. Says the Torah, El kol adas bnei Yisrael. Lomar ki mitzvah zo shemitzave kedoshim tiyu. He mitzvah sheyeshna bechol adam. Every Jew has the ability to be nizhar in this. Shekol yish Yisrael. B'kayim mitzvah zo kadosh ye'omer lo. About any Jew who can do this, kadosh. You can do it, you will do it, you must do it, and if you do it, kadosh yehi amar lo. We say about you, you are holy. The Ein Hadraga Bi Yisrael Shetia Nimna'as Me'asagazu. And there is no level amongst the Jewish people. There are different levels. Different levels of Jews. Right? But it doesn't matter if you consider yourself to be the greatest Jew or the lowest Jew. Even the lowest Jew can conquer this. Can be Nisar in this. It's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take the strategies that he told us yesterday. But again, this was for the entirety of Klal Yisrael. Okay, let's skip ahead about three paragraphs. The next paragraph is Ki Kadosh Ani. After that is Od Nir El Farish. And then the paragraph after that is Od Yirtza Ba'omro Ki Kadosh Ani. That's where we're going to go. Why does it say Kedoshim Tiyu Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeich? You should be holy because I am holy. That's nice that you're holy, God. It's nice that you're Kadosh, whatever that means. What does it have to do with me? How does Kedoshim to you, how is Kedoshim to you make more sense simply because Ki Kadosh Ani, because I am holy? Right, and you're God, and we're a little tiny, tiny drop of you called our neshama, Baguf, in an Alma de Shikra. So what do you mean? You should be holy because I'm holy. How do those two connect? Why is there an assumption? You be holy because I'm holy. Or Yirtza Ba'omro Ki Kadosh Ani Perush Litzad Shiyesh Ma'amar Yisbarach B'Torah Sha'am B'nei Yisrael Heim Dvukim B'Kadosh Baruch Hu Shenamar Dichsev Atam Advekim B'Hashem Elokeichem Chayim Kol Chameyom. Why should you be holy? Or why will you be holy? And I keep switching off because they're both true. It's a mitzvah that one must strive to do, and it's a reality of who we are. It's a promise. It's a havtacha. So says the Archaim HaKadosh, why should you be holy? Ki Kadosh Ani, because I am holy. And if you stop for a second and think about you and me, we're connected. V'atem ha'dveikim b'Hashem Elokeichem. We're davuk to one another. Which means what? Whatever I am, you have to be. We're attached. V'atem ha'dveikim. V'al yidei avadav anavim kosov lemor. Kasher yidbak ha'ezor el masne ish, kein hidbakti elai, it's called Beis Yisrael. We're glued to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore what? So you can learn in the one of two directions. Let's see how he says it. Me'at abo Kadosh Baruch Hu b'tayna ha'nishmas v'omar, kedoshim tiyu. Why? Ki kadosh ani. V'im tomar u'mala teven es habar. What is that? It's a nice lashon. Ma'ala teven es habar. You know what that means? What's he saying? What's the relationship between the chaff and the grain, the straw that's going to be cast aside, and the kernels of wheat that are going to sustain life, turned into food? How can you compare the Elokim Chaim to the Jewish people? I should be holy because you're holy? What's the kesher? The answer is, Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeicha. Meaning, Kan Ramas Hashras Shchina B'Dveikus LaHashem, Kavar B'Pasuk V'Atem V'Dveikim B'Hashem Elokeichem. You see what he's doing? Kedoshim Tiyu, you should be holy. Ki Kedosh Ani, because I am holy, and Hashem Elokeichem. V'Atem HaDveikim B'Hashem Elokeichem. So you are Davuk to me. So you can learn it in one of two directions. One way to learn it is, okay, great. Hashem, you are holy. I am connected to you, and therefore automatically, that's my mitzias, that I'm holy. The other way to learn it is the opposite. The other way to say is that it's not that we're glued to Hashem, but Hashem is glued to us. Which means that when I go to a place where a Jew doesn't belong, I'm dragging Hashem along with me. And when I'm doing something I shouldn't be doing, Hashem is right there with me. And that's a very powerful technique for a Jew, especially when it comes to Inyanei Arayos, when a person wants to be Nizhar in Arayos, to think, okay, right now, it's, I'm alone. But right now, it's me and a person I'm not supposed to be with. It's one of the arrives, right? But if my parents were in the room, if my parents were in the room, if my grandparents were in the room, if Hashem was in the room, which He is, would I do such a thing? That's why, what's the very next pasuk? Pasuk Gimel. Ish imo va'aviv tira'o. I want to come back to a piece over here on this page, but just turn the page for a second. Go to Ish imo. Go to the next pasuk Gimel. Ish ima vav tira, says the Rechaim HaKadosh. What's the smichos aparshios? Why does it tell us right after you should separate from arayos that you should fear your parents, you should have reverence for your parents? Says the Rechaim and Pasuk Gimel, Ish ima v'gomer. Tam smichos mitzvah zu le mitzvahs kadoshim. You know why these two mitzvahs are next to each other? It's very simple. This is a technique you can use to avoid arayos. It may not be a comfortable technique, that's why it works if you actually do it. Like the Gemara says in Sota Daf Lamed Vav, in the moment that Yosef was about to sin, or beginning to sin, even, with Eishes Potiphar, Chazal Darshan on the Pasuk, Ve'yafozu Zroe Yadav Midei Avir Yaakov, that at the moment, Ki Kishetakafto Eishes Potiphar Yosef, when she sees Yosef, she grabs onto Yosef, Utakafo Yitzro, and his Yitzhahara grabbed him, Nizdam Nalo Diyoikin Aviv, the image of his father appeared to him. Vay Omar Lo, and his father said to him, what's going to be with you? If you do this, you're going to be removed from the Choshen. Miyad ve'afozu zroei ve'gomer. Yosef immediately, the Gemara says, stuck his fingers into the ground. He put his hands, he pressed down on his fingers, right? Causing a physical pain to his body, causing his body to lose that arousal from Eishes Potiphar, and he was able to conquer the Yitzhak. Vishamati Mishem Anche Emes, and I've heard from great tzaddikim, ki diyokan ha'ov tagvir koch ha'kedusha baben, v'timneu mibo el tiyuv. That picturing, the picture of one's parents or grandparents, will prevent a person from committing this repulsive act. And that's what it means here. Right after the arayos, ish imo v'aviv tiro. Think about your mother, think about your father. You know, Chazal are curious why by honoring parents, it says, Kavid es avicha v'simecha. And over here, it puts the mother first. Yeah? So it says, because naturally a person has more kavod for the mother. So by kibud, it puts the father first to balance it out. By reverence, a person has a more natural reverence for the father. It's not always the case, but that's most of the time. And therefore, to balance it out, it puts the mother first. B'chevra, in the context in which we're learning our Achayim HaKadosh, we all know why the mother's first. Right? If the mother was present, it's that much more embarrassing than if the father was present. Right? In front of your mom? Yeah? Ish imo v'aviv tiro. Think about your parents, think about your grandparents, and again, this will allow a person to conquer such a yitzhar. He goes on and he says it in the little bit the opposite direction, because in the next paragraph he says, also, don't just realize how embarrassed you would be. Realize the embarrassment you're causing them when you do this. Imagine a person is involved in some type of a riotous relationship. And God forbid, this person, this individual who's involved in a riotous, impregnates a woman. Yeah? And he fathers a child out of wedlock. Imagine the embarrassment to the parents, the disgrace. So think about that, says the Rechaim HaKadosh. Think about the embarrassment. And who's going to be more embarrassed? The mother. The mother's even more embarrassed of her son than the father, when she finds out that her son is involved in these types of things. Okay? So again, this is Ish Imo V'Aviv Tiro, Smichas Aparshios to Kedoshim Tiyo. Now just go back, turn back a page. I'm sorry to jump around, but I thought in context it made more sense to realize again that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was attached to me, stuck to me, right? But if that's not working, because that's too esoteric, I can't picture God, so picture your actual parents or grandparents. Yeah? Picture a Rebbe. Picture someone who can inspire you to say, I'm better than this. And if this person was in the room, I would never do this. I would never act this way. I would never think this way. I would never look at these things. Okay? So use that. Try to really use that. It's, obviously, when the Yitzhara wants you not to use that technique, but use that technique to try to protect yourself. Okay, let's go back to the paragraph, Od Yirtza. Okay, now I know there's a few of them. So this is the third one. We read the first one. We read Od Yirtza Va'omro Ki Kadosh Ani. Then there's Od Yirtza Shalo Yomar. And now the next one is Od Yirtza Al Zeh HaDerech. Do you see it? What page?
Kuf
Chavtes. Okay, Kuf Chavtes. Od Yirtza Al Zeh HaDerech. Kedoshim, on the top. Kedoshim Tiyu L'shon Osir. Kedoshim Tiyu. You can learn it, Kedoshim Tiyu. You should become holy, work on it, get there, and then you're there. You can learn it, Kedoshim Tiyu. More imprecise to say, you will be, right? It's a guarantee. You will be because you are. Another way to learn it, what the Rechaim HaKadosh says here, is that there's always more Kedusha to achieve. It's not Kedoshim Tiyu, become it, and then you have it. You acquired it, and now shkoyach. You can rest. You can relax. You earned it. You got it. No, there's always, always, always more to grow when it comes to kedusha. You know why? Because the pasuk says, "Ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokecha." Until you're as holy as the Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's what to work on. Or yirtzal zeh aderach kedoshim tiyo lashon asid perish ein hefsik lemitzvah zu. It's a mitzvah that goes on forever and ever and ever. Ki kol shar me'akadusha asher yikonis adayin yeshno begeder hachnasas shar acher lamali menu. Each gateway of kedusha that you enter into, there's another gate of kedusha. There's greater care that one can have in these inyana. So there's always room to work on it. That's why it's kedushim tiyu, future. There's always more. There's a future of kedusha that awaits you for the person who wants to work on it. By the way, the fact that this is a constant mitzvah, you could say, it's just, I'm just saying a cute vart, but I think there's some emes to it as well, right? Parsha zu nemar b'hakel. The Rechaim says usually Moshe didn't speak directly to the women. We know that there's a rule that mitzvah saseh shazman grama, women are exempt from. But this mitzvah is not a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. This is a mitzvah that's 24/7 every day of your entire life. It's an obligation upon Jews every second of every day. And therefore the women dafka have to be told, this is not a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. This is not a mitzvah that you do at certain times and don't do at other times. This is not only to be practiced, right, when a husband and wife are being intimate together, that there should be kedusha. This is something that you take to work. This is something you take down the street. This is something you take wherever you are. It's a mitzvah that is not zman grama. It's a mitzvah of all times. And therefore the Torah highlights that by saying, the women need to hear this mefurash. This is not a category of mitzvahs that women are exempt from. This is a category that every Jew is working on constantly. And it's the ultimate mitzvah. It's the ultimate avodah of a Jew. Ki ein shiur lahadragos hakadusha hamizumenes l'chol arotze litol es Hashem. Beautiful lashon. Because there's infinite levels of holiness that are available for the person who wants to what? Who wants to come and get it. It's yours for the taking. It's like the lashon of the Rambam about Torah in general. That the Torah is like rolled up in the corner. Kol mi shiyirtze yavo v'yitol. Anyone who wants it, come and get it. Right? So if you want it, there's always more to take. Torah, there's always more to take. In learning, there's always more to take. In Kedusha, there's always more to take. The person who wants to take, it's mezuman. It's waiting for you. V'tzei u'lamad v'madregos hanaviyim zo l'malami zo. U'mosha o'la al-gabeyan. V'ulai sheyachol lios hadraga gadola mi'mosha. There are levels upon levels upon levels. Take the Nevi'im, for example. To be a Navi, you think, okay, if I'm a Navi, so that means I made it. I made it into the club called Navi. No. There's levels within Nevuah. There's Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the greatest of the Nevi'im. He says, V'ulai sheyachol lios hadraga gadola mi'mosha. Maybe there's even levels beyond Moshe. Right? I thought, lo kam b'Yisrael k'moshe od. Yeah? But he says, V'hu madregas malkeinu mishicheinu hama'uta b'itrei ataros. Maybe Mashiach is a level beyond Moshe. And that happens to be that Moshe might be Mashiach. As he says here, he quotes the Medrash, ki Moshe shurhaya hu ha-goel ha-asid, that Moshe was the goel rishon, and Moshe was the goel achron. Right? So in a certain sense, Moshe will come back as a better version of himself even, to bring the geula. Whatever that means. But the point is, there's levels, and there's more levels, and there's more levels. And the avodah of a Jew is to always see himself, I'm just a beginner. I'm just getting started. I'm just sitting at the gate. The var we've said many times from the Rebbe Melech. The Rebbe Melech says, it's in the back of the Noam Melech, in the Lakute Shoshana, in the back. He says, what do we say? Pischuli shari tzedek, avo vam odeka, ze ashar la Hashem, tzadikim yavovo. What's the shar of a tzaddik? Right, tzadikim yavovo is what? Pischuli, just open the gate. I haven't even entered the gate yet. You're a tzaddik. What do you mean you didn't enter the gate yet? You've been through the gate. Yeah, but there's new gates to open up. There's new levels to achieve. There's new heights to attain. Right? Avram Avinu is sitting. He's where? He's Yoshev Pesach Ha'olal Kechom Hayom. The Kadjig lover, the Eretz Tzvi, writes over there in Parshas Vayera. He says, what does it mean to be Yoshev Pesach Ha'olal Kechom Hayom? Kechom Hayom means I'm already a radiant person. I'm shining like the sun. And yet I'm still Yoshev Pesach Ha'olal. I'm just a beginner. I haven't even begun. Moshe Rabbeinu himself, at the end of his life, what does he say? Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe says to Hashem, on the way out, Ata Achilosa, you've just begun to display for me your wonders and your greatness and your grandeur and your glory. You've just begun, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think the Ralbag maybe says on that pasuk. Right? Hashem, you've just begun to display your greatness. Just begun? For the last 40 years, Moshe's been watching the greatest performance ever by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Moshe says, nah, but this is just the beginning. Your Kedusha is endless. The levels are endless. And therefore, says the Rechaim HaKadosh, L'zeh Amar Tihiyu. What does it mean to you? Ki mitzvah zo ein la hefsek. V'tomid yeshna begeder mitzvah zu lios kedoshim. Keep working on it, forever and ever and ever. And the reason is, v'nasan tam l'dvav ki kadosh ani Hashem lokechem. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is endless. Hashem is ein sof. And therefore, working on being like Hashem in this regard is also ein sof. Okay? Gevaldik. Now I want to share something. I want to go back to the piece of Ish Ima V'Aviv Tiro and share with you a comment that Rechaim HaKadosh says here very clearly. And it's something that I've seen in many other Svarim as an idea that's developed. And I think it's something that, you know, you talk to yourself and you talk to others. There's a deep relationship between Kedusha, right, and Arayos, obviously, as we're discussing. But when we think of Kadosh, we think of Kedusha, we sometimes think of Shabbos Kodesh. And therefore, Shabbos and Arayos actually share a very interesting connection, an unusual connection. You wouldn't have thought that the two have anything to do with each other per se, but they have a very, very deep connection. Maybe that's the secret of what Chazal say, that a Talmud Chacham should be intimate with his wife on Leil Shabbos. Right? That a Talmud Chacham should be with his wife not during the week, they should be together on Shabbos. Why? For the following reason. Take a look. What does it say? Kedoshim tiyu. Then Pasuk Gimel says, Ish imo v'aviv tira'u. And what's next? Ve'es shabsosai tishmor. Amazing. So says the Rechaim HaKadosh, es shabsosai tishmor. It's in the middle of that piece on Pasuk Gimel. The first paragraph is Ish imo. The second paragraph is Gam Yirmos. I have it in the middle. It's in the middle of that paragraph. It's not. I don't have it as a separate paragraph. Do you? What page? Kuf Lamed Bet. In the middle.
On the left.
Okay. Ulederech zehir vachnu tam nachon gam besmichas ve'es shabsosai tishmo. The first time he says ve'es shabsosai tishmo. No. You see it or not? Right after the first Yishima of Aviv Tiro. Yeah, top line. Yeah, go back. Yeah, okay, good. Kuf Lamed. Kuf Lamed. Okay, quotes a Zohar. Kuf Lamed, left column at the top. Ve'es shabsosai tishmoru. Ve'hu al derech omru chazal b'zohar. Ki zayin tzadikim yiskanu lehem zayin yimei Yeshua. Seven tzaddikim, 7 days of the week. Seven ushpizim. Who's Shabbos? Now we're not going to follow the regular order of the seven, if that's who the seven tzaddikim are. If we're going to assume the seven tzaddikim here are the usual seven tzaddikim who come to visit us. But if I were to align the seven tzaddikim with the 7 days of the week, who's Shabbos? V'amar v'zar chadash ki yom Shabbos u'keneged Yosef at tzaddik. Yosef at tzaddik is Shabbos. Interesting. V'hu sod ha-shalom. And this is the secret of shalom. V'lezeh anu omrim Shabbat shalom. And that's why we say, we greet each other on Shabbos, Shabbat shalom. V'anu mevarchin ha-porei sukkas shalom. And that's why we say, in the bracha by Ma'ar, we say Hapore Sukkas Shalom. V'hi b'chinas Yisod. This is the Yisod HaKol, Yosef's mid of Yisod. V'Yosef l'tzad tzidkaso asher shomer oz briskodesh migesh esel atumba yarash b'chinazal. And because Yosef did not commit that act of Arias with Eshes Potiphar, he was zochet to this madrig. Okay. Behu mashamar kan ves shabsosai. So now we understand, what does it mean, es shabsosai? Keep my shabbosos. It's plural. Beis shabbosos. Aleph, shmiras atzma latami os bris kodesh. Right? Ve'echad, and the other one, shmiras shabbos. Ushneyem bechina achas. Ushneyem bechina achas. Keep the two shabbosos. Keep the two Shabbosos. Keep the two Osos. What are they? Bris Milah is also a form of Shabbos. Guarding the Bris, being Shomer the Bris, is a form of Shmira Shabbos. And a person who guards Shabbos is also, obviously, that's guarding the Shabbos. Ushneim b'china achas, and it's one inyan. It's two sides of the same coin. Which is why a person who's not being guarded in Inyani Arayos will very quickly often start to compromise when it comes to the halachos of Shabbos, God forbid. But certainly, they'll be compromised in terms of the feelings of Shabbos. It's very hard to feel Kedusha Shabbos. It's very hard to feel the energy of Shabbos when, again, that energy has been spent elsewhere. A person who's not Shomer, the Os Bris Kodesh, is not going to be Shomer, the Os of Shabbos. And they're both called an Os, as he says here explicitly. V'lezen nikram shneim Osos. Shabbos is Os hi beinu ubein b'nei Yisrael. And Bris Milah is V'hayel Os. Bris Milah is also called an Os. V'teida ki beza b'chinos be'erach ha-maisim heim beiz. When it comes to action, these are two domains. Aval be'erach ha-mesuv av-meam. But the ramifications, the goal of both of them, namely Kedusha, it's one and the same. Ubechina achas. Ba'ashomer echad mehem yisove v'atikun v'skashos nafsho bebez amitzos v'lezeh amar v'shapsosai. And each one impacts the other. If you put time and energy into trying to make Shabbos holy, it'll make it easier for a person to guard the bris. And a person who is focused on being nizar and arayas will be able to feel much more when the Kedusha of Shabbos descends upon the world. It's a fact. It's a fact. That these two are very deeply connected in this way. Okay? Alright, let's turn the page. Let's go to Pasuk Dalet. The next Pasuk continues, Al Tifnu El Ha'alilim. Don't turn to idols. Okay? Now again, what many of the Sfarim are trying to do in this Parsha is to show the connection. So we started with Arayos. Then we spoke about reverence for parents. Then we spoke about Shabbos. And now we talk about Avodah Zarah. Says the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, a short little piece. Al tifnu al alilim. Don't turn to the alilim. Omro lashon pniya. Al tifnu. It doesn't say don't worship them. It doesn't say don't bow down to them. It says don't even turn towards them. Al tifnu. Don't move in their direction. Le'esor machshaves avodah zarah. That even a pniya, even a thought of avodah zarah, is problematic. Don't even think about it. The same way Avodah Zarah is something that we're so extreme about, guess what? Everything else we just mentioned we're also really extreme about. Arayos, we're very extreme about it. The penalties are very extreme. The safeguard of Yichud, like we've been learning about, right, is very extreme. But extreme measures are necessary when it comes to these types of mitzvahs. How about Kibud Avim? Honoring parents, reverence for parents. The Talmud Yerushalmi says, it's chamura shebechamuros. It's the heaviest of all mitzvos. It's an extreme mitzvah. How about Shabbos? What if I keep everything but I don't keep Shabbos? Then you're ka'oved avodah zarah. Then you're like an idol worshiper. Okay? These are very weighty concepts. So therefore, the Torah is telling us, al tifnu. Don't go anywhere near it. Don't even turn towards it. Don't have any kesher to it. Don't think about it. Don't glance at it, right? Run away from it. Don't look at it. Ulaschilcha al dvar emes da ki bechinas Elohim acherim tisyaches bla bechinas achorayim. In Pnimius in Kabbalah, he says, according to the Derech Emes, according to Kabbalah, the whole world of Avodah Zarah is a world of achorayim, of things that are backwards, inverted things, right? An upside down world like this world is. Yeah? The month of Tammuz, right? Every month has the name of Hashem that corresponds to the month. So the month of Tammuz is Hashem's name backwards. Hey Vav Hey Yod. That's why it's the darkest month for the Jewish people. Backwards is not a good thing. It's Midas Adin. Backwards is Midas Adin. Tishrei is a time of Din. So it's the letters of the alphabet backwards. Tav, Shin, Resh. Right? The Torah already brings that in the Torah. In the Arba Turim. So Achorayim is a sign of what? Of the opposite of godliness. So therefore, what do we say? Al tifnu el alilim. Don't turn around the alilim. Avodah Zarah is a backwards world, and you should see it that way. Don't try to make it into a world that, oh yeah, this makes sense by me. This is straight. This is normal. Ukesha'adim choshe, but when a person thinks about Avodah Zarah, you know what he does? Heimponim osam litzad pnim. You're facing the Avodah Zarah. You're causing the Avodah Zarah to be forward facing. And that's not a good thing. That is not a good thing. And those who understand will understand. Avodah Zarah is supposed to be perceived as a backwards and inverted world. Right? And therefore, Al Tifnu. Don't go near it and don't allow it to become normal. Don't allow people to take something which is supposed to be backwards and define it as, this is forward thinking. This is progressive thinking. Right? This is forward thinking. Ma'amevin Yavin, as he says. Okay. Let's go to skip one little piece. Go to Elohei Masech. It says you shouldn't turn to Avodah Zarah and you shouldn't make for yourself Elohei Masech, molten images. You shouldn't make idols. Elohei Masech. Once the Torah tells us we shouldn't turn towards any form of idolatry, why does the Torah have to single out, and by the way, don't make molten images? And why does the Davka here say lachem? Why does it say Elohei Masecha lo sasu lachem? V'ulai, perhaps, as we've seen many times, your actions matter. Says the Rachaim, quoting the Tikkun Zohar, Ki ba'asos adam ma'isa hagun tishra alav shechina. When you do good things, the shechina descends upon you. Uva'ovro pi Hashem, and when you violate the command of God, ha'ever shebochata shora alav ruach hatuma. If you sin against God with your eyes absorb tumah. If you sin against God with your speech, your mouth absorbs tumah. If you use your legs for tumah. If you use your hands for tumah. If you use your heart for tumah. The body part that was used for the sin has a ruach of tumah that comes upon it. Vahu masach hamavdil beino uvein elohav kederach omer avanoseichem hayu mavdilim. And like we learned yesterday, sin is a reality. It builds walls. It causes separation. It creates a machitza. A masach hamavdil beino uvein elohav. That separates you from Hashem. Like the pasuk says, your sins have become mavdilim, have become dividers between you and Hashem. And that's what it means, v'alohei masecha. Right? Gods that are what? That are made out of real substance. What does that mean? Perish. Elohim sheheim masachim mavdilim eschem mekor achayim. Don't make Avodah Zarah walls. What's an Avodah Zarah wall? Right? Don't make metal walls of Avodah Zarah. Who makes a metal wall? Every time you do Avodah Zarah, you make a metal wall. You put a wall between you and a Kadosh Baruch Hu through your Avera. And it separates you from the Mekor HaChayim. So don't do that lachem. Don't do that to yourself. Halamata shapona la Avodah Zarah gori masach hamavdol beino ben kono. It affects you directly. It hurts you. It puts a wall between you and Hashem. But is that gomar omer ani Hashem Elokecha? I am Hashem your God, and I want to be connected to you. I want to maintain that dveikus that was referenced earlier, right? To be davuk in the Kadosh Baruch Hu and not to be pulled apart by averos. Okay. This is very important. Let's go to pasuk tes. There's a lot of great little pieces here, but let's go to pasuk tes. Uvekutz rechem is katsir arzachem lo sechal paas sadcha litzor veleke katsir chal lo selake. When you're harvesting your field, uvekutz rechem is katsir arzachem. When you're harvesting your field, don't collect the peah. Leave a corner of the field for the poor. Veleket, and the stalks that you drop along the way. Also, lo salake, don't gather them in. Leave them for the poor. Okay? So two types of matnosaniyim, peah, the corner of the field. A portion of the field has to be left. And leket, the stalks that you drop while you're gathering. If you drop one or two stalks, seemingly an insignificant amount, you have to leave it for the poor, you can't pick it up. Obviously, you drop a huge bundle, you drop everything you collected, you're allowed to pick it up. But if you drop a little bit here and there, the Torah expects you to leave that for those who will come gleaning through your fields after. Okay. So he says an interesting thing. He says, "Tam sheyischa pasuk tes. Tam sheyischa ledaber lashon rabim." It starts off uvekutz rechem when you in the plural are harvesting, and then it says lo sechale in the singular. Do not finish off your field. What's going on here? Niskaven lishlo das toim asher omrim ki kishein davar maspik laaniyim ein lo litein. Sometimes a person feels it's all or nothing in Judaism. If I can't leave enough to make a significant impact in the life of this ani, then what's the point of leaving it? That's a mistake. Judaism is never all or nothing. He quotes the pasuk, "Ma etein ze lifnei meya." Right? What could I possibly give? I don't have enough to offer. So if I don't have enough to offer, why bother trying? Lezet tziv Hashem b'lashon yachid. Therefore, Hashem says to you, b'lashon yachid, lo mar shafilu echad lavad alav chovas peya. We say to you, whatever you can do, you should do. The little bit that you can do, you should do. Right? You think, I have grand plans, but if I can't carry out my grand plans, I'm better off doing nothing. It's not true. The little bit you should do, you should do. Right? To fulfill the obligation of peya, leaving the corn of the field, midaraisa, it's enough to leave one stalk, to leave the tiniest bit, to leave it standing in the corner. Hagam ki peya shel adam echad mu'etes hi l'chol ani Yisrael. And that little bit you're leaving in your corner, you're not going to be able to solve the hunger of Klal Yisrael, of the Aniya Yisrael. Right? You drop one or two stalks here or there. So what? What are you going to do with that? Who are you going to help like that? So look how he takes this and he says such an important thing. He says, look at the, go two lines down. V'tam smichas mitzvah zu la'onesh karis. And the reason that this is put right after the prohibition of eating kachim in the wrong way in Pasuk Ches, which gets karis, why am I teaching us this lesson in the context of karis? The Rechaim HaKadosh says, because sometimes a person gets karis, and then they give up. Because they say, once I have karis, I'm done. I think I told you once about a young man who came to you one time, and with complete yayush said, I did in the veir that I know I'm chayav karis for, and now I want to know, you know, like, what should I do? I was like, what do you want you to do? You should do tshuva. He's like, you can do tshuva for karis? Yeah, of course you can do tshuva for karis. I mean, like, you did karis, and now what? You're disqualified? You're out? That's not how it works. The Rechaim HaKadosh says it mefurash here. Shel ulai sheramaz shelo yomar adam im hezid v'nischayev karis. If I did something, right? I once ate chametz on Pesach because I didn't. When I was younger, I didn't really care. I thought it was a stupid rule. Now I understand. Now I understand the matzah is mechel d'memnusa and the chametz is the avodah zarah, it's the etzer hara. Now I understand that's why it's so serious. But when I was a kid, I didn't. But I know if you eat chametz on Pesach, you're chayev karis. Right? So I feel like giving up. But Chaim HaKadosh says, never give up. A person who acted amazing is a chai of karis. Me'ata ein lishmor atzom mikol esher yizdamin lafan of amais hara. Ki kvarin is chai of karis. Now I have a heter. I'm already chai of karis. What more could Hashem do to me? So I might as well have a good time. So says the Chaim HaKadosh, that's not true. That's not how it works. First of all, he says, karis means a lot of different things. Karis might mean that particular mitzvah or that particular body part that was used in that particular wrong way, right, has been severed from its source. But that doesn't mean that the entirety of your soul has been uprooted. And furthermore, you could try to reattach. When you're harvesting your field, when things are being uprooted from the field, when your soul is being plucked from its supernal root, karis. Don't finish off the whole field. What a drasha, no? When a person feels that his field is being ripped out of the ground, right? Believe a corner in the field. There's a pintaliyid. There's a part of yourself that you can rebuild the whole field through. Right? And don't be mezalzlet. Don't say it's too small. It's not worth it. Don't finish yourself off with other averos. Don't add rishas on top of your rishas. It could be that again you were uprooted in that particular mitzvah, but that doesn't mean your entire being was uprooted. Okay, so you uprooted that one. It's a big deal. It is a big deal. I'm not making light of it. But you're still Mekusher. You still remember we learned from the Baal Tanya. It's like Ki Yaakov Chevel Nachalaso. It's a big rope. So okay, so you cut one of the strings of the rope, but the rope is still strong. The connection is still there. Don't focus on the string that ripped. Focus on the other ropes, the other strings that are still attached. And he says, whenever there's kedusha, it leaves a mark. He quotes the Arizal here. He says, whenever there's kedusha, it leaves a mark. So you leave. So follow. There's a trace, even when it's been uprooted. If you pluck something out of the ground, yeah? A farmer can look at that spot and say, I can tell you what was growing there. What do you mean? There's nothing there now. Yeah, but I can tell from the way the ground looks, the imprint in the ground, I can tell you what was once there. So the Arizal says, there's erosion of Kedusha that remains, even when the thing is uprooted. So use that to rebuild. Use that to do tshuva. A Jew should never say that it's chas v'shalom all or nothing. It's a very, very chashuv yisod, and the beautiful drasha, again, v'kutzvechem is kasir arzal, when the field is being uprooted, don't finish off the corner. Make sure you leave something in the corner. Alright, let's turn to the end of the parasha. There's a lot here. But let's turn to the end of the parasha. Let's see two final pieces. Let's go to Pasuk Zayin. Perech Chaf, Pasuk Zayin. It's not such a long parsha. It's packed, but it's not such a long parsha. Yeah, it's just Perek Yutes and Perek Chaf. So Perek Chaf, Pasuk Zayin. The Pasuk says to us, Kedusha, once again. V'yiskadishtem v'yisem kedoshim. The Chassam Sofer has a great vart on this. Chassam Sofer says that if you consider yourself kadosh, then you'll be kadosh. Think about being kadosh and you'll become kadosh. Dream about being kadosh. What is the funny pasuk? V'yiskadishtem, right? V'yisem kedoshim. If you're holy, then you'll be holy. Shkayach. That means dream about being holy and you'll become holy. But just how holy is a Yid? Says the Rachaim HaKadosh, a Jew has the inside track even on the angels. A Jew is like a malach and then some. V'yiskadishtem v'yisem kadoshim. Yitzav Hashem shiyu notim el b'chinas hakadusha. However, what do we say before? Al tifnu el alilim. Don't even turn in the direction of Avodah Zarah. A slight move in the direction of Avodah Zarah is a big deal. So obviously, mita tova meruba. Chazal say you get 500 times the reward for a positive, the positive, you know, inverse of the avera. So if a slight move in the wrong direction is such a terrible avera, then guess what? A slight move in the right direction is such a big mitzvah. That's what some of the Svarim HaKadoshim explain. That it says, why does the Kodesh Baruch Hu count Klal Yisrael at the beginning of Shemos? He already enumerated the family of Yaakov at the end of Vayigash. In part of Vayigash, we met everyone already. Why does it say again? Ve'elish Mos B'nei Yisrael. What does Chazal say? When Hashem counts Klal Yisrael, it says the Kodesh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael so much that He counts them b'chol shah. He counts them all the time. But what else does the word shah mean? Ve'al kayin ve'al minchaso lo shah means to turn. Hashem counts kol shah, every move that a person makes. Kodesh Baruch Hu is paying attention. So therefore, look, Hashem says, Yitzav Hashem shu notim al b'chinas ha-kedusha. Just lean in the direction of Kedusha. Uvizeh ha-yu mavtichim shiyu b'madregas malachim enekram kedusha. If a Jew leans in the direction of Kedusha, if you can push a little bit, like we learned in Tzaviziris, I think it was Ozayin, right? Swimming against the tide. If you could just push back a little bit, you're a malach. You're mamish kadosh. You're a malach. If you're just notem. And then you're called like a malach, you're kadosh. V'yisem kadoshim. V'timsa she'amru chazal. V'paso ke'is ye'amer Yaakov. Ki amalachim, the Medrash says, ki amalachim yu'odim b'shura hachitzona. V'yisrael b'fnim. The angels have the outside track. And a yid, who's notah, who's leaning in towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, towards Kedusha, has the inside track. And the angels ask you, the angels who's standing, you know, behind you and can't get a good view of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says, what do you see? What do you see? Tell me. What do you see? What's doing by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ma pa'okel. What's happening by Ribbono Shel Olam? Tell us, because you have a better view than I do. And again, he quotes the Tikkuni Zohar that when a Jew does a mitzvah, when a Jew even leans with his body in the right direction, then Hashras HaShechina, the Shechina descends upon such a person. Yudke Vavke, the letters of Hashem's name are etched onto that limb, tattooed onto that limb in the most beautiful way. And again, this is the ability of a Jew to rise above Malachim even just by trying. And that's what it's saying. Ve'iskadishtem, if you lean a little bit towards Kedusha, then ve'isim Kedoshim, then you're mamash a Malach. You're bigger than a Malach. The Malachim are going to ask you for advice how they can get so close to Hashem. Okay, and last but not least, we go to the final piece in the Parsha. Once again, beautiful Lashonos of Kedusha, Pasuk Chavav. The Pasuk says in Pasuk Chavav, V'hiyisem li kedoshim ki kadosh ani Hashem, V'avdil aschem min ha'amim liosli. You should be holy because I'm holy, and I have set you apart from the nations of the world. Says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, in his great love of the Jewish people. Why does it say, V'hayisem li kedoshim? Why li? Tam omru li. Yizbar al derech omram zalik. It says in the Medrash. Al yomar adam. This is such an important Medrash. So many people think the opposite of this Medrash. It's a mefurish Medrash in Vayikra. It's quoted by Rashi. What does it mean? People say, Al yomar adam. A person shouldn't make the mistake to say, E efshi b'basar chazir. Right? A person shouldn't say, I have no interest. I have no interest in cheeseburgers. I have no interest in arayos. I have no interest in any of the tempting averos of the world. They don't interest me. I don't want anything to do with them. So Hashem says, you're a liar. I know you want, you're a human being, and I know you want cheeseburgers, and I know you're interested in arayos, and I know all those things. Right? Unless you're a tzaddik yisod olam, who's truly destroyed the Yetzer Hara, which is a very, very, very rare occurrence, right? I know that you do want these things. And that's fine. You're a human being. Don't say, I can't have basar chazir. Say the opposite. Say, I could have basar chazir. It's so available to me. Yeah? In 10 minutes, I can go on the internet and I can order every aveira in the world. I can order every flavor of aveira in the world if I wanted to. I could do it. Right? Ela efshi. It's possible. Efshi the efshi. Ela avi shabashamayim b'chul. But my Father in Heaven says I'm not allowed to. I could do it. Don't say I'm repulsed by it. It's disgusting to me. Say it looks delicious. It's so tempting. I want so badly to do it, but I'm not allowed to. And I'm not doing it because of you, Hashem. Not because I'm not interested in it. I am interested in it. I'm not going to pretend I'm not. But I'm going to control myself because that's what you, Avinu Shemayim, wants me to do. So he says that's the pshat. V'yisem li kadoshim means what? Shetiyu prushim li. Be kadosh li for me. Don't say I don't want that. Say I would want that. But I'm not doing it. Why? For the right reason. Namely, because Hashem says so. Prushim li. L'shem mitzvosai. V'lo litzad teyuv hadavar nesar. Not to be repulsed by the forbidden matter. Be tempted by it. Not to, God forbid, arouse one's temptation towards it. But admit that, come on, it looks a shrak. To live a carefree, goyish lifestyle. Yeah? To spend a little time living like a guy with a capital gimel, you know? Sounds good. Could be a good time. Not going to lie. Not going to lie to you, Rabbana Shalom. Sometimes it looks really geschmack. But you know what? I'm not going to do it. Why? Because v'yisam li kedoshim. Because I'm choosing you. And he says, v'lezeh, look how he concludes. The parsha that was Namar Bahaka, look what he concludes. Kol adas b'nei Yisrael, you can do it, chaver. That's what he's telling us. Lezeh samach maimer zeh lavdolosh behema v'chaya. And it puts it in the context of separating yourself from what? From impure creatures. From unholy animals. As we've been learning about in all of these parshios. V'omro ki kadosh ani Hashem. Nasantam lemitzvazu shall have dolus behema tamea ki kadosh. Va'avdil eschem mina amim li yosli. Everything that you're reading here. Yeah? Pasuk of hey. Separate from unclean animals. Parsha Shmini. Right? Separate yourself from these things. Separate from Arayos. We're going back and forth. Don't be an animal. Don't eat non kosher animals. Don't be involved with people who are not fit for you. And he says, it's all one thing. It's because you're kadosh. And kadosh means you're better than everything. You're better than human beings. You're better than animals. You're better than all of this. Ki kadosh ani Hashem. Look what he says here. Again, the reason this is placed next to the havdalah from behemah tmeya, separating from behemah tmeya, ki kadosh va'avdil eschem min ha'amim li yosli, and I separated you from the nations. Look what he says here. It's a little bit harsh. Va'inyan atzmo shall prishas Yisrael min ha'akum. Who adavar atzmo shall prishaschem min behemah tmeya? Separating you from the nations of the world, in my mind, says Rabbana Shalom, is no different than separating you from the animals, because unfortunately there are many people who live animalistic lives in this world. So Hashem says, don't be an animal, don't be like the nations of the world, who many of them choose to live like an animal. Be a Yisrael, be a kadosh, be a malach, and he concludes by saying, Baruch Hashem. Asher hivdilanu min atameyim, me'odam ad behema ad ofa shamayim. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch. Thank you so much, Hashem, for making us different, qualitatively different, than the best of the Umos HaOlam. And certainly better than the animals, better than the birds, even better than the, right, the Ofa Shamayim, even better than the angels, that a Yid can live a life of Kedusha V'tar. So Mirtza Hashem. Again, let's be machazik ourselves, that the Rechaim HaKadosh says, you can do it. The Torah made a mitzvah out of this, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu knows that if you're willing to work on yourself and be honest with yourself, and just try to the best of your ability to be nota a little bit in the direction of Kedusha, Biskadishtem V'yisem Kedusha. Shkayach.
I'm not